The New Birth by William Nicholson. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. No one is born a Christian. No one comes into the world with a pure heart. The new birth is not affected by baptism. Yet some have wickedly declared that we are regenerated by baptism, made children of God, and heirs of the kingdom of heaven. A person may be baptized in infancy or in riper years, and yet, like Simon Magus, remain in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Acts 8, verse 23. The new birth is not merely external, nor does it consist in mere religious duties. Some people have been preserved from immoralities, yet they too must be born again. A man may perform a multitude of religious duties and yet have an unholy heart. He may be honest and fair in his dealings and yet be an enemy to God. He may be of a generous to others and yet not of a gracious disposition. He may be able to say with the young ruler, "All these things have I kept from my youth up," and yet lack the one thing needful. The new birth is not merely a profession of faith. Not all who profess Christ possess Him. The new birth is a change wrought by the power of the Holy Spirit in the understanding, will, and affections of a sinner, which is the commencement of a new kind of life, and which gives another direction to his judgment, desires, pursuits, and conduct. The new birth is a divine change. Thus, he who gave man his physical being at first can alone create him in Christ Jesus unto good works. He alone can instamp his own image and make us partakers of a divine nature. To give life to the dead and to bring a clean thing out of an unclean is the work of omnipotence and the effect of sovereign grace. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1, verse 13. The new birth is an inward and invisible change. The understanding is enlightened. The judgment is informed. The affections and desires are purified. The will is subdued and subjected to the will of God. The soul is turned from the love of the world and the creature to the great Creator and His service. Regeneration cleanses the corrupt fountain of the heart and demolishes the strongholds of Satan. It is a change from heart wickedness to heart holiness, from enmity to God to love to God, from the image of Satan to the image of God. This new birth is a universal change, extending to the heart and life. Not only the mind, but the man is renewed. The tree is made good, and its fruit is good. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. He who is born again gives evidence that he has passed from death to life. It is visible in his conduct. The observer of him perceives the change. How different now from what he once was! The following are the principal evidences of regeneration. 1. Hatred to sin. 2. Victory over the world. 3. Brotherly love. 4. Delight in spiritual duties. 5. A life of holiness. 6. Self-loathing and constant faith in the sacrifice of Christ. 7. Sincere love to Christ.